The three-year, $1 million study has already been authorized by Congress, although no money has been allocated yet. George Ryan is the president of the Lake Carriers Association in Cleveland. He says one solution is dredging, which is better than releasing more water from Lake Superior. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers hydrologist Carl Woodruff in Detroit says that releasing more water is unlikely. He says it would lower Lake Superior's level by several inches while barely increasing other lake levels. He thinks the long-term answer is out of anyone's hands.
The driving force behind what controls the lake, what causes the lakes to go up and down, is really Mother Nature. Man has very little control over what goes on, and people seem to think that we have the answer and that the Corps of Engineers is manipulating the lakes, but that's not really the case.
Woodruff points out that lake levels have been higher than normal in parts of the last three decades, and a good snowy winter could turn things around. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.